trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here. Trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Majestic Oaks Golf Course at beautiful Lake Lawn Resort is having its annual Spring Thaw Tournament April 19th. The four-player scramble starts at 10 a.m. There'll be a skins game and tons of prizes. To register or for more info, call 262-725-9200 or lakelawnresort.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio, this is the official radio home for White Sox baseball. Listen to every White Sox game here.
Turn on fire!
On Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Scoreboard Update.
4 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Carrie Sayers. The Wolves regular season will wrap up at Allstate Arena this Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 4. The Blackhawks set to officially welcome Patrick Kane back from a broken collarbone tonight, just in time for Game 1 of their playoff series with the Predators. He'll skate on the second line with Brad Richards and Chris Versteeg. 7:30 puck drop. One other Western Conference playoff series begins tonight. Vancouver hosts Calgary. In the East, Ottawa visits Montreal and the Capitals host the Islanders. The Bulls play their regular season finale tonight against the Atlanta Hawks. A win and the 3 seed in the East is theirs. The Bulls will be without Kirk Heinrich. Joakim Noah doubtful with what the Bulls are calling left hamstring tendonitis, or it could be his knee. Casey Johnson should help solve the mystery shortly. 7 o'clock tip on the West Side. The Sox winning streak snapped at 3 this afternoon. Trevor Bauer struck out 8 over 6 innings to help the Indians to the 4-2 win. John Danks took the loss. Sox open a 3-game set in Detroit on Friday. The rubber match between the Cubs and Reds comes your way tonight. Here's how the Cubbies line up against Jason Marquis. Fowler in center, Rizzo at first, Soler in right, Montero catching, Coughlin in left, Castro at short, Alcantara at second, Wood pitching, and Jonathan Herrera will make his 4th straight start at third. The Cubs giving Mike Alt another day to rest his sore wrist. 7:05 first pitch at Wrigley. Angels up 10-1 on the Rangers in the bottom of the 8th around the league. Washington doubled up Boston 10-5, and Miami beat Atlanta 6-2. And former Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez found guilty of first-degree murder for the killing of Odin Lloyd in 2013, bringing a life sentence without the possibility of parole. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai with 0% financing on 2015 Sonatas and Elantras. And introducing Cars.com's revolutionary new service and repair feature. Now you can know what to pay for parts and labor in your area. Research, price, find. Only Cars.com helps you get the right service without all the drama. Cars.com, all drive, no drama. I'm Carrie Sayers, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the score Friday about noon when the Sox take on Detroit on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Motorworks. Nobody works like Motorworks to earn your business.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
Smart, inbound, Crowder catches, forces from the corner, got it! He got it! Jay Crowder falling away in the right corner, hits a 20-footer that is 8-tenths of a second away from sending the Celtics to Cleveland.
The big thing is obviously getting Derek back, and when you look at what Powell has brought to our team, that's given us an entirely different dimension, and then you add in Jimmy and what he's doing, and then all the other parts fit well.
That's been our goal all along, is to try to continue to make steps in the right direction, to try to get this team healthy and in a good rhythm going into the postseason.
We still believe that during the course of the rest of the season, getting into the playoffs, that we're going to be a really good basketball team.
The overall mindset, I still think we're the toughest team to beat in a 7-game series, so get ready for a very exciting playoff.
Boers and Bernstein.
Basketball.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
At 404 at Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's right. We're going to talk a little basketball.
You follow him on Twitter at KCJ Hoop. You read his work in the Chicago Tribune. KC Johnson is with us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Hello, KC.
What's going on?
Well, you tell us, because Joakim Noah either has hamstring tendonitis or he has continuing issues with his surgically repaired knee, depending upon who you believe or what you suspect. Or maybe it's all one and the same, where hamstring tendonitis occurred because of something going on in the knee.
I'm going with both. Going with the hamstring and the knee, just given the way the season's gone. No, I mean, even Tom Thibodeau this morning at the shoot-around, you know, intimated that it's a connectivity issue, and that certainly was, you know, what we all surmised when he was a late scratch Monday in Brooklyn. You know, Joe's basically said on the first day of training camp at media day that maintenance on his surgically repaired left knee would be a season-long issue. That he was a couple of days into camp, he revealed he was going to wear a brace on the knee all season. So this has clearly been, you know, something that's come and gone throughout the season. I thought he played very, very well from late January, probably to early March, shortly after he told us that day of the Warriors game out in Oakland. We were actually shooting around in San Francisco that it was the best he'd felt all season. But lately, Joe has not been the same. Anyone who's been watching has seen that. He's been very, very limited in his mobility and just not making the same impact that he typically does.
Can the Bulls get out of the East if that's the case, if Noah's in any way limited, KC? I mean, I know there's a lot of guys here that you can look at and say, is he okay? But I don't know that maybe you can. In your mind, maybe you can win with Noah not quite being Noah.
No, it's certainly a good question, Terry. I mean, what I would say is that, last season I would say no, obviously, the way he played. I mean, this season, you know, Joe has not made the same impact statistically on an individual basis. To his credit, I mean, I've rarely covered a guy who's more about the team. It may sound like I'm dipping into cliche there, but he really is just a genuinely team-first guy, and he's really put aside, you know, all that stuff that he accomplished last season and is just happy he's playing on a team that has a chance at a championship. I would say that as long as Derek is doing what Derek has done in at least two of these four games since he's been back, you probably could. I'm not saying they will, but Joe is, you know, with the addition of Powell, the emergence of Nikola Mirotic, the huge jump that Jimmy Butler has made, Joakim, his role is not as important as it was in past seasons.
It shouldn't be, because when he mattered more, their offense sucked.
Exactly. That's a very good point, Dan.
You got a lot of assists.
I mean, last season, look, it was fun. It was kind of neat to see, because it was quirky, and you're seeing a center put up, you know, passing numbers that hadn't been seen in 35 years in the NBA and first team all NBA. But you're right, they were the lowest scoring team in the NBA last season, right, and the worst shooting team in
right.
the NBA last
right.
season.
Their offense was awful with him running it.
So you're right. I mean, where you're hurting a little bit, obviously, is the impact he can make at the defensive end. And, you know, maybe this little break here, these last two games, is another little maintenance thing where he comes out, flying and running up and down the court and rotating and challenging shots like he did in late January throughout February. He was really, really good in that stretch.
Well, you know, he ain't missing the Cavs. One way or another, he's got to play with one leg. He wouldn't miss that series. I mean, they would have to do something. They'd have to remove something for Noah not to want a part of that.
Right, and he flat out told us, you know, today he's not missing game one of the playoffs. So unless something crazy happens, you know, this is why they're doing what they're doing. But, I mean, look, tonight's a big game too. I mean, this has got seeding implications, and he's missing it. So that gives you an idea of what, you know, how conservative they're being and what he's been dealing with. I mean, this is just not a nothing game tonight. This is an important game, obviously.
Have you figured out what you think the playoff rotation in general? I know some of this is matchup based, but we know that it's common in the NBA for coaches to trim it up a little bit, to trust fewer guys, to go with the better players and not try to milk their way down an entire roster. There's been a lot of different contributors, and we know that there's some history here with some of these guys, like Noah, like Taj Gibson, who may be supplanted by others. You've got Aaron Brooks, who has been used as the streak shooter that he is, yet another one in the Thibodeau streak shooting dwarf quiver here. But what do you think it's going to look like? Who's in the circle and who's out of the circle?
Right. So several things, Dan. First thing I would say is that the big shock from Monday night was Tom Thibodeau actually acknowledging that he's only going to use nine guys in his playoff rotation. He never tells us stuff like that. And I shouldn't say only nine guys, because that's actually pretty deep for a playoff rotation.
Yeah.
And he said that Heinrich and Snell would be the rotating ninth guy, depending on what the game needs. And this leads into my larger point that I'm actually going to be really interested to see and to follow throughout the playoffs, because, you know, like a lot of coaches, I mean, most coaches are creatures of habit, but Tom can take that to an nth degree.
Mm-hmm.
And he sometimes is not quick with adjustments. And I think you have the type of roster that allows you to adjust to how the game is going, and also on obviously the opponent that you're facing in the playoffs, because you can go offensive minded with Mirotić, you can go defensive minded, closing with Noah and Gibson as you did so many times last season and have rarely done this season. You know, Pau obviously is going to be out there, so and then the Heinrich Snell thing will be, you know, a rotating thing. So I'm actually going to be interested to see if Tom uses a flexible nine-man rotation, which I think he should. And look, coaches don't usually do that in the playoffs. So if he doesn't, it's not like it's an egregious error. I just think that you have an opportunity with this roster to be a little bit more fluid and flexible with that rotation.
Yeah, and I think people, KC, as you mentioned, these nine guys, I think people kind of look at this team, and I know everybody now is falling in love with the Cavs and sort of ignoring 60-win Atlanta. I don't know where you fall in 60-win Atlanta. I haven't seen enough of them to really say to myself, man, that's a team you can't beat, because I don't think anybody thinks that. And I don't think the Cavs are great. Am I right or right? As you look at this big picture here.
I think you're right, and I think you saw that in the last game there, that Sunday matinee recently. But what I will say is this. The Cavaliers, as we all know, have what wins in the playoffs, where they can be disinterested for a pretty long spell and then go, oh, wow, we got to win this game and give the ball to LeBron and get out of the way, and or give the ball to Kyrie and get out of the way. They got those two transcendent guys. That's what wins playoff games. I also think size. I'm a big proponent of size in playoffs, mm-hmm. and I think Mozgov has been very, very good. Look, the additions they made in season were about as good of a job of a general manager addressing a team needs in season as we've seen in the NBA in a long time. J.R. Smith has played a very, very good role for them. Obviously, Shumpert's contributed too. Mozgov has given them, you know, size and toughness and rebounding that they so desperately lack. So I agree they're not a great elite team. They're still obviously the team to beat. I mean, beating LeBron four times in seven games is just a big, big challenge.
Well, then help me out with something here, because you know how I feel about the too long NBA regular season also. And sometimes it's very difficult to draw conclusions from these veteran multimillionaires who don't really have to go hard all the time and understand that sometimes it's not your night and you take a shower and you go out and you get your dinner and your work day is over. But I also have to counterbalance that with a Bulls team that hasn't looked like a Tom Thibodeau team too often. They have quarters and sometimes games where they're just awful. Where they don't guard, where they have multiple breakdowns in areas that would never have been tolerated in years past. And I'm having a very difficult time right now trusting this Bulls team because of the lapses, and they say the same things. Oh, we can't do that. Oh, we let our guard down. We can't. I mean, the Pistons game or any number of games against the Magic this year, KC, where you got guys going to the basket free and easy with nobody impeding them. And I have a very difficult time trying to dissociate some of those lapses from my expectations for a team that, like Terry says, could win the East.
Yeah, yeah. So you could throw that. I mean, you could throw a lot more games in there. But one right. that jumps to me is that at Orlando game that they miraculously won, where they're down six in the last 30 seconds. Alfred yes. Payton was basically direct line driving to the basket whenever he
right.
wanted.
Every time.
I mean, that's a rookie. And so, yeah, this is we you know, you guys have talked about it. I've listened to you guys talk about it. I've written about it. This has been about as funky and as disjointed and as weird of a Bulls season as I've covered. Just because of what you talk about, there's nights where they look like they can compete with anybody and win the East, and there's other nights where they look like they should be in the lottery. And that's different from obviously a Tom Thibodeau coach team, because typically he gets his, you know, championship habit every right, day right. mantra yep. in place yep. early, and it holds for the whole season.
That's where I am. So what's the conclusion? I mean, and I think you see exactly what we've been seeing, but is that what a champion looks like? Has there been a team that's won a championship that has looked like that?
No, the answer is no, but like we're all saying, we're all kind of agreeing. If this team got to the finals, I guess I'd be mildly surprised. I wouldn't be really surprised. They're a very deep and good team, but to answer your question, the answer is no. What you usually have in place at this point is trust and an identity, and this team does not have the same identity it's had in the past, mostly because it hasn't guarded and rebounded the way it typically has in the past. Although I will say, you know, they've quietly crept up to fourth in the league in opponent field goal
yeah.
percentage.
They still
give up more points than they have in the past, but mm-hmm. part of that is just they're playing at a faster offensive pace. So I don't know if I'm making any sense, because I'm as mystified as anybody as to what's going to happen in this playoff run.
After all these basketball games you covered, you make perfect sense. For the love of God, I didn't know where I was by the time you got to this point of the season. And the teams I covered, you didn't have to worry about the postseason.
Exactly. I had a few of those, too.
Yeah. Yes, you did. So I guess as we let you go, Casey, we know some things for sure. We don't know other things as much as we'd like to. But all in all, when you look at the talent on this team, although it seems unlikely unless Derek, I guess the last question I have is we encouraged by Derek, but does Derek have to be the great Derek to get them out of this Eastern Conference?
Derek has to play exactly the way he played the last two games, because he hasn't scored a ton, but what I've loved that Derek has done is in these last two games, he has advanced the ball with pace, either off the dribble or off the pass. He's gotten the Bulls in offensive sets before the opponent defense can get set, and that's what you got to do in playoff basketball, which is a more grinded out, more physical game. It doesn't always have to lead to a fast break point. It's just, if you can get your offense set up before the defense gets set, that's half the battle. And Derek has been doing a very, very good job. I've been very impressed with the way Derek has played the last couple games, and physically he's looked good in all four. So that's something that is a positive, trending up as you move into the postseason.
Yeah, I've compared Rose in recent days to some of the discussions surrounding Tiger Woods, in that he's become a study in people seeing what they want to see.
Yep.
Because
yep.
I think it's very easy to say, ooh, that looked like Derrick Rose, that looked like Derrick Rose, and not really remembering what a sharp basketball implement he was before any of the injuries, and say, well, that kind of looked like the old Derrick. Or do you look at it and say, if you'd never heard of Derrick Rose and you were just brought here as a scout and you didn't know any of these players, would that scout be saying the same things? Or would he say, yeah, that guy looks okay? You know, it's very easy to take either viewpoint.
Yeah, it is. I could just say, the Sixers game has been his best game statistically. Obviously, they didn't have anybody to guard him, but I was actually more impressed by the Brooklyn game. He just played with a thrust and an aggression that we haven't seen a lot from this season. I mean, it was there that Cavaliers game right before the All-Star break, but right really from the first possession, he played with a thrust and an aggression that was who Derek is, and that's that unique combination of power, speed, and strength that really defined, his ascension in the league and is obviously his MVP season as well. So, he just commands so much defensive attention when he's playing that way, regardless of what numbers he puts up.
KC, we appreciate your time as always, my friend. Have fun in the playoffs, and maybe we'll catch you down the road. But we don't want to use you up because you got enough to do. You got plenty to do.
Yeah, I got to take some iPhone videos and send those. That's our latest twist in journalism.
Is that right?
But Anytime, guys. I'll be happy to jump on.
All right, you got it, Casey. Thanks a lot.
But
that's Casey Johnson of the Chicago Tribune with thoughts on iPhone videos of his junk.
I don't think that's the order.
Oh.
Hey, by the way, here's what you do.
This
Get
is
some
what we
fans
want.
Interested.
This is the new order. This is what, and members of new order. This is what people are going to like. We're Boris and Bernstein, and we got playoff hockey tonight. We've got there's going to be Blackhawks and Predators, and because there's no CPS tomorrow, we're getting to parent conferences and report cards and stuff. If they're going to have one of the four overtime nights, do it tonight. Get it out of the way and do it when there's no school tomorrow. Because it make it easier for everybody. So that's my request. And
I'll write that down. I'll keep that in mind.
These Predators fans have just they've sufficiently annoyed me to the point where I want bad things to happen to the Predators.
Are we ready to call a Nashville sports station and trash talk?
We can do trash talk.
should we trash talk them?
Apparently,
do they have one?
Chris Tannehill is saying yeah. And if you've been down the hall, by the way, everybody's wearing Blackhawks stuff.
Everybody in the world wears it.
The entire sales department, everybody. Your buddy Veronica's got her Marian Hossa shirt on.
She's actually wearing Marian Hossa.
Yes, I mean, everybody's wearing their Blackhawks stuff. Driving around the city today.
I saw them all today. Yeah,
I was driving from Lincoln Avenue from Addison all the way to Diversey. I must have seen five Hawks jerseys because it's like the Friday before the high school homecoming.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I see it too. And the only place you see a Sox cap is Syria. I think there's a
you cannot be Syria. You know,
There's something about the. I don't know what it is, but it's not enough that you love you. You've got to wear it.
I know.
You know what I mean? It's not like enough that you love it and you want to talk to people. You got to wear it.
Men and women and everybody. Yeah. And now we
everybody.
Also start with the sympathetic playoff beards. Oh, God. I hate those. Any fan growing a playoff beard has got to reach
well, baseball, too. There's no. What are those?
I don't know, but Adam LaRoche looks ridiculous, doesn't he? I like the three walks, though. If that's part of it, I'll take it all, but he looks ridiculous. You have the score.
Lawrence Holmes here. Right now, you're listening to B&B. Coming up at 6, I'll be here with more of Chicago's hottest sports talk, so don't tune out.
Lawrence Holmes, night 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. There was a lot of useless garbage leading up to the NFL draft, but to me, the Wonderlic test might be the worst. Because for one, it's supposed to be a confidential private test with secure results. But every single year, like clockwork, the numbers start to leak. Take Jameis Winston. He actually did pretty well. He scored a 27. Good for him. Still a terrible look for the NFL. And it seems to me it's completely out of date anyway. I just picture Jameis and Marcus Mariota getting out their number 2 pencils and answering the same exact questions that Vinny Testaverde and John Elway got. Scrap that test completely. But knowing the NFL, since the scores always leak, they'll probably just take the Wonderlic, make it public, and try to make money off it. We're 2 years away from dudes answering their questions on a jumbotron in Times Square while talking heads analyze the results. I'm Jim Rome.
Majestic Oaks Golf Course at beautiful Lake Lawn Resort is having its annual Spring Thought Tournament April 19th. The four-player scramble starts at 10 a.m. There'll be a skins game and tons of prizes. To register or for more info, call 262-725-9200 or lakelawnresort.com.
Visit Apple Chevy on 159th Street in Tinley Park during their spring sales drive and get 15% off MSRP in cash on select new 2015 Chevys, including Equinox and Cruze. Get details at applechevy.com.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevy.
Looking for quality auto parts for your vehicle? Shop one of the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. You'll find we have convenient locations, thousands of brand name products in stock, extended store hours, everyday low prices, and well-trained professional parts people. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Store for details.
Zing Zang Bloody Mary Mix salutes America's golfers everywhere with the pregame Bloody Mary ritual known as the First Tee Warm-Up. The award-winning taste of Zing Zang will bring back your favorite golf game memories and a Bloody Mary celebration you can't believe came out of a bottle. So this week, whether you're watching the tournament with friends after your round or pouring the perfect Zing Zang Bloody Mary while watching on your couch at home, raise your glass to golfers everywhere. Zing Zang Bloody Mary Mix, so good vodka's optional. Visit zingzang.com.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Pizza. Just because we treat you well doesn't mean you'll pay more. These are much more than just sayings. These are the heart and soul of our business. It's our state of mind. It's our business ethics, and it's about treating each and every customer fairly and with respect. And it's about being proud to be a member of the Mueller family team. I invite you to come into Mueller Volkswagen of Highland Park and enjoy your personalized hassle-free.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. Call 800-790-4961. That's 800-790-4961. Again, 800-790-4961.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
EPA estimated 36 mpg highway, 2 more miles than the Ford Fusion. So you'll spend more time driving on the road and less time driving to gas stations. Now more than ever, reliability is an American thing. Drive the all-new Chrysler 200 during the Chrysler Awards Season event. America's import.
Well-qualified lessees get a low-mileage lease on the 2015 Chrysler 200 Limited for $199 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at sign.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get 2 free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
The ACM.
This is a big one.
The 15th Annual Academy of Country Music Awards is on CBS, Sunday, April 19th. This year, watch country music's biggest night in style with 50th anniversary awards gear. Get ACM-branded t-shirts, tote bags, koozies, and more. Buy items individually or in exclusive bundles. Call Star ACM from your mobile phone to order now. And watch the ACMs April 19th at 8, 7 Central. Standard message and data rates apply.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom.
I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
CBS Tuesday.
You good?
I'm good if you're good.
Let's go, partner.
NCIS Los Angeles lives by one rule.
Tell LAPD we're going in hot.
What's the rule?
You didn't tell them the rule?
I didn't think I had to.
Work hard.
You know what Hattie always says?
When brute force doesn't work,
use more brute force.
And play it cool.
Did you see me? I was like Starsky and Hutch.
Don't miss NCIS Los Angeles.
Cool.
Cool. Super cool.
Tuesday, only CBS.
Tax quits.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
We sure remind you here at Morris and Bernstein that because of, there's something happening Friday, you know, there's another little game in the way. We will be out and about tomorrow. Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour at one of our very favorite spots.
Our buddy Jeff, who owns baby. Jimmy Green's, is welcoming us. Jimmy Green's is 825 South State Street. Buddy. It's a terrific place. Oh. Every time we've been there, we've had fun, and we look forward to doing it again tomorrow, and at 5 o'clock tomorrow doing...
Will you crappin'?
Now, here's my question. I know we have an update at the bottom of the hour.
Yeah.
And we do still, between now and 6, have this Bulls Sox Academy Summer Camp Scholarship to give away. The Blackhawks traded, and correct me if I'm wrong, they traded a first-round pick and a prospect to acquire Antoine Vermette, right?
Yes, they did.
Okay. A first-round pick and a defenseman prospect.
Yeah, he's not playing tonight.
If the Bulls did that, if the Bulls traded... God, I mean, this is what I'm asking. Is there any? Is there outrage about this?
No.
Because it's just bizarre.
No,
Bulls traded a first-round pick for a guy who... A veteran player expected to be a part, of your playoff effort in the last year of your window, in a must-win-the-cup year.
You needed it, by the way, for the playoffs.
Right. It was specifically done to acquire a guy to help you win the Stanley Cup that you needed for the playoffs. I haven't heard anybody say anything about this. Everybody's so busy putting on their Blackhawks gear and growing their playoff beards. If this were another Chicago team, think about it. If you're another Chicago team that gave up that kind of value for a vested veteran player expected to help you who can play in the playoffs, who now is so bad he can't even put on a uniform for you in the playoffs, and we haven't taken I haven't seen a tweet, I haven't seen an email, we haven't taken a call. I mean, what's going on?
They are God's gift to sports.
But that is really, that is proof that the whole Blackhawks thing has completely different rules of fandom in this town.
Scoreboard update.
4:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Carrie Sayers. Wolves playoff tickets now on sale through Ticketmaster.com or ChicagoWolves.com. He's back. Patrick Kane returns to game action for the first time tonight following surgery for that broken collarbone.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of energy there, and he'll be excited about getting out there and watching him skate over the last little while there. He's got a little jump to his stride, and he's excited about getting back for sure.
Game one against the Predators in Nashville tonight at 7:30. Other playoff action this evening, Canucks host the Flames. Ottawa visits Montreal, and the Capitals host the Islanders. The Bulls on the west side tonight, closing out their regular season with the Atlanta Hawks in town. The Hawks need a win to secure the... I should say the Bulls need a win to secure the 3 seed in the East. Heinrich and Noah are out for this one. 7 o'clock tip tonight. White Sox lost to the Indians 4-2 this afternoon, splitting the short 2-game set. John Danks took the loss, allowing 3 earned runs over 4 2/3. Sox open up a 3-game set Friday in Detroit. Rubber match between the Cubs and Reds tonight. Travis Wood opposes Jason Marquis. 7:05 first pitch on the north side. At point guard, Tyus Jones became the third Duke freshman to leave the program this morning when he joined Jahlil Okafor and Justice Winslow in declaring for the NBA draft. And a verdict in the murder trial of former Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez, guilty of first-degree murder for the killing of Odin Lloyd in 2013, bringing a life sentence without the possibility of parole. This scoreboard update brought to you by PDQ Signature Systems, fast, efficient restaurant POS software. And join 670 The Score for the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour tomorrow at Jimmy Green's in Chicago from 1 to 6. Come check out the broadcast and enter for your chance to win a pair of tickets brought to you by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Carrie Sayers, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on the score is Friday afternoon, right about noon, on Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Yeah, I'd like to be mad about that and wondering what the hell you did, but I'm too busy slipping on my Corey Crawford.
Right. That's what it is. Once the party starts, the other GMs in this town, if the Bears do something with a fourth round pick that people don't like, hell is coming to breakfast and they're storming the castle. And Bowman deals away a first round pick and Klaus Dahlbeck for a guy who the coach either can't use correctly or doesn't know what he's or can't play.
Or can't play. I think it's more like can't play.
Well, yeah, Jay Zawoski said he's got anger towards Quenneville. He's using him incorrectly. He said, I've said it. Sam Fels has said it. There's plenty of anger. But it's not plenty of anger. I haven't read a single article about it.
Yeah, those guys, yeah, they understand. We expect them to understand it, but we're not talking about guys like that who really know. We're talking about the others who really don't seem to care. They're just going to put their, like me. Yeah, I got my Corey Crawford thing.
My point is, it's not a story. The story is, yay, Hawks playoffs starting. Not, oh my God, one of their huge moves. Traded, especially when you're talking about the significance of a first-round pick moving forward as the salary cap shrinks. And as you're going to be selling off pieces. And now one of these people, this is a go-for-it move. This was it's all about this year. Screw anything after.
Richards did that.
Right, we know we're going to have to lose Sharp, lose Bickle, lose all these guys.
Correct.
Everything's going to look different. So we're going to go for it. It's a pick. It's a prospect. Here's Vermette, and this is going to help in the playoffs. And he can't even suit him up. Nope. And it's not a story.
Hasn't been. Nope. Not well, you're making it one. I think. For whatever reason, I don't know. Maybe it's because they've won twice, and maybe it's because they're the darlings of the city, at least in terms of party time, because that's what it is. It really is. More than anything else, that's why you see it. They're ready at 8 in the morning, I see them. They're ready to party. You know what I mean? They're not, I'd agree. In terms of breaking down the team and looking at it with a little bit of an eye and going, what the hell did you just do here? What is that for? No, it's not a nitpicking, what are you doing kind of franchise or fandom or people covering it. They don't, if you're looking to kind of build yourself up, make yourself better in the playoffs, you made those moves, and he was one of them. Well, clearly that's not right, then, is it? And you're right. When you have to take this team apart, when pieces start having to go away, and there'll be several of them before they convene again next year, that first round pick would have looked pretty damn good to you. That would look pretty damn good.
I guess it doesn't matter because the party's starting and it's time to jump up.
Well,
and
that's
down
what it is. I'm telling you, the party bus is rolling, dude. Get on. Let's grab the party bus.
Lake Geneva, RJ is on the score.
Yeah, there's no cushier way to have your name on two Stanley Cups than Stan Bowman has taken the path to. I mean, Dale Tallon put this team together with this core of guys, knowing that if you put bits and pieces around these guys, then you'll be in contention every year. Yeah, he mismanaged the money, but we won a Stanley Cup with the team he put together. We had won a cup in 50 years. Stan Bowman, I don't have the sheet in front of me, but he has not done one thing worth noting since he's taken over this team. I don't know the actual list, but if you look, there's nothing that's going to blow your skirt up, that's for sure.
All right. Marilyn Monroe here.
Well, when there is, will you call me?
Yes, I'd like to know because that'll be exciting for all of us. In Oak Park, John, you're on WSCR.
I guess I'd like to offer a little perspective on the Vermette thing. I think part of the reason it's not an issue is because the media isn't really saying much about it. I mean, the true Hawks fans certainly knew as early as Monday when the lines were figured out in Monday's practice that he wasn't going to be in the lineup tonight. That doesn't mean he's not going to play the rest of the playoffs. I would expect to see him in there Friday night. I mean, it's really a situation where they have to get away from calling.
Is he bad?
Is he bad?
He's a proven commodity over an 11-year sample set. I mean, at the time of the trade deadline, he was the top available two-way forward that they could go out and get. And because Kane was hurt, they got the cap room to go do something.
But has he played that way like he was that?
He's been okay. He hasn't been horrible. His numbers statistically certainly don't bear that out. But he's been a steady player. I'd like to see a goal or two myself, and Q said as much this week. So this is a wake-up call for him. He's a veteran player who's got to sit out, and he looks like an idiot for the time being. But he said it himself, you know, it rests with me. If I'd have played better, I'd probably be in the lineup right now. So
okay.
I think we have to wait and see.
Yeah, I think that's sort of what you counted on. Wouldn't it be that when the playoffs begin that he's in your lineup? Isn't that what you sort of counted on?
Yeah, just compare this to try to think if this were another team that did this with a first-round pick and a prospect.
A valuable, too, when you're in the position they're in, too. It makes it even more because of the position they're in now.
I mean,
because party time is, you know, in terms of this team, it's going to get kind of blowed up pretty good. And now every pick you have, every resource you have, every avenue you have, you want it. You're going to need now, mm-hmm. and it's just difficult to do that, is it not? I mean, I just think it's tough to throw away. And again, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's in success, so that's a great player you bring in, but the Hawks are going to find themselves in a new world after this season, no matter what it is. They win it again, whatever happens. It's a new world waiting for them.
It's a new world without that pick.
Without that pick.
Without Dahlbeck, without Nick Leddy, who's been playing great, too.
Yeah, Nick Leddy got the big paper.
He did. Was it $40 million or something like that?
Wow. Yeah.
In Carroll's stream, here's Doug on the score.
Poor guys. Yeah, I was actually thinking, does the blame actually fall on Bowman, or does it fall on Quinville? And I'm not saying, I shouldn't say blame, but the onus. I mean, Quinville's the guy who makes the lineups. Quinville's the guy who sets who's in, who's out. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's got more, you know, trust in this city than anyone with his two titles.
Right.
I mean, even throughout the year, I mean, why are guys like Joakim Nordstrom in the lineup? I mean, I just don't, you know, Desjardins was playing great until while Nordstrom was hurt. Nordstrom gets back. Desjardins is back on the bench. You know, the whole, like you just said, the Leddy thing. You know, Quinville was never a Leddy fan. Leddy goes to the Islanders, you know, turns their blue arrow around. They're in the playoffs. Again, you know, don't get me wrong. I don't want to sit here and bash Quinville. The guy's got us two Stanley Cups. But, you know, some of his moves are questionable sometimes, and maybe this is one of them. Who knows?
Yeah, I always wonder, too, and I think the answer to the question about who is it GM, is it coach, that you'd think that the GM isn't acquiring guys without talking to a Hall of Fame head coach. I mean, there has to be some discussion ahead. He doesn't just call and say, hey, by the way, I just got you this. Use him however you want.
He's got the third most wins of any coach in history. Is that right?
Yes. He's one of the greatest, most accomplished coaches in pro sports.
So it's hard to say, well, that damn Quinville, I mean, yeah, sure, they talk about it. I don't, and maybe it's just it. Maybe it's just anger between, I don't know. But I haven't heard a lot about him and people that cover the team, that love the team like they all do, ever said, boy, that's a hell of an acquisition of you.
Well,
I never saw anybody say, well, you know what? This has made a big difference. I don't know that
it did.
Oh, the
Johnny Oduya pickup was solid. That mattered.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And every year it's somebody, it's like, you know, Sammy Paulson or was it Lepisto, and they're always tweaking, they're always doing things, but something of this magnitude with what they gave up is a big deal.
Yep.
And I guess it's possible that when they start trying to trim cap after this year, that some of these veteran players will bring back draft picks in exchange, right?
Impossible.
I mean, they could probably restock that way. You'd have to do it as part of the money saving. But either way, it just strikes me as something like, wow, that's that because we're here on the doorstep of party time, it doesn't really seem to matter all that much.
No, it doesn't. I'm telling you. That's not what they were talking about this today. That's not what they were talking about.
You know what we're going to have soon? We are going to have the perfunctory interviews of drunk Blackhawks fans in bars.
Oh, you bet.
The live shot. Let's go live to a bar filled with drunken people. You have the score.
Tickets for the Score Celebrity Roast of Patrick Manley are going fast. Get yours now for your chance to witness Score history as it happens when we salute Score rookie and 16-year Bears veteran Patrick Manley.
How you doing?
Be there on Friday, May 8th at Belvedere Events and Banquets for a once-in-a-lifetime night.
I can't take much more.
Get your tickets now at 670thescore.com/roast, which include appetizers, entree, and dessert bar. Must be 21 or over to attend.
Presented by Prairie Organic Spirits, made with respect from seed to glass by Belvedere Events and Banquets. Book your next event with them.
Order your tickets now before they're gone.
At 670thescore.com.
Visit Apple Chevy on 159th Street in Tinley Park in April, and you'll pay what they pay. Save huge with supplier pricing on select new 2015 Silverado pickups. Get details and schedule a test drive at applechevy.com.
When you're shopping for a Chevy pickup.
by any of the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores where you'll find everyday low prices on the parts you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any auto parts store's price on any like item. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Busy, wife, kids, maybe even a dog. I don't have time to be in a season-long league. If you have that kind of time, more power to you, but nobody should have to wait until November to collect their winnings. So why should you? At DraftKings, the payouts are instant, and it's like a new season. Every single time you play, couldn't be easier to play either. All you have to do is draft two pitchers, eight position players, stay under the salary cap, and you could be on your way to winning fast cash. If you're like me and always on your phone, they've got a great app for Android and iPhone devices that makes picking your winning team so easy. They even have a great cheat sheet over at DraftKings.com. They dive deep into those numbers and do a lot of the heavy lifting for you. Yesterday, I mentioned that Jose Quintana was a solid option on the bump for the Southsiders. Turned out he was. Tonight, Travis Wood is on my radar, Cincinnati hitting just 202 against him. You've heard me mention some of the payouts with DraftKings, regular people earning big dollars on DraftKings.com, and the list keeps growing. Last night, one user turned just $27 into $50,000 with the MLB Sweet Spot contest. Then there's Peter from Colorado. He became a millionaire in one day thanks to DraftKings.com. So what are you waiting for? Hurry to DraftKings.com now and enter promo code Chicago to play for free. You could win part of the $300 million in prizes being awarded this season. Use promo code Chicago for free entry now at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
The spring of Audi sales event has been extended at Audi Hoffman Estates on Gulf Road. There's special financing, additional incentives, and Audi will make your first lease or finance payment on most 2015 Audi models. Visit Audi Hoffman Estates for details. Nobody does it better than Audi Hoffman Estates. Nobody.
To every car owner who has ever said,
please, no more car payments.
Take the drive.
The men and women at Berlin 200,000 Mile Shops introduced the drive for 200,000 miles.
It's custom tailored to deliver every useful mile that was built into your car.
Imagine getting 200,000 mile warranties on brakes, mufflers, and tires.
You heard it right. Merlin gives you 200,000 mile warranties on tires, brakes, and mufflers.
If you're not on Merlin's drive for 200,000 miles, you could find yourself on the road to more car payments before you know it.
Merlin 200,000 mile shops are here to say there are better places for your money.
Like vacations, college tuition, or home remodeling.
Merlin invites you to make a right turn.
That's the turn into the Merlin 200,000 mile shop nearest you.
Merlin. More life for you and your car.
Buy four qualifying General tires and get up to a $70 rebate. When you use your Car Care One credit card, you can get an extra $100 rebate. Don't pass up a $170 rebate on tires. Visit Merlin today.
CBS Tuesdays.
They're always watching.
A machine created to protect our lives.
Artificial intelligence.
It has unlimited resources.
Has decided to take over our world.
There is a larger power in play now.
This is war.
Critics call Person of Interest ingenious.
We have to do something.
And the best.
If I don't save these people, nobody else will. So how do we proceed now?
With extreme caution.
Person of Interest. Tuesdays, only CBS.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-O has, oh, so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup?
You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Chin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even...
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-O, CBS Friday. CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we going to have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the One Touch Baylor Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Baylor Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
More happened. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hi, you've got Boris DeBruce in Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Last segment talking about the Hawks and something a little puzzling. But to me, I'm just one of those guys ready for the party. I'm not going to question anything. I'm just going to smile and dance in my Crawford jersey. So there, my sweater. I have a lovely new sweater. Corey Crawford, my guy.
Yeah, you know why? Look, you walked down this very hall into our sales department.
And we made him great.
We did. The kiss of life given to him. The opposite of what usually happens with Boers and Bernstein, making up for the Marty Turco kiss of death.
Oh, yeah. Marty Turco. We made him play without pads.
and pants.
and a clue. So Corey Crawford, we take complete credit for that because he was kind of just a guy, and then he walked out, he was the man.
Before we get on with hockey stuff, you always like Florida happenings, so you'll get a kick out of this. This is from WKMG6 in Orlando, Florida. A Florida man believed to be high on Flaca, F-L-A-K-K-A, a drug that authorities say is sweeping the state, attacked a Brevard police officer after twice being shocked with a taser while repeatedly saying he was God, according to officials. Kenneth Crowder, 41, of Melbourne, was arrested Friday on charges of battery on a law enforcement officer, resisting with violence, and assault with a deadly weapon on a law enforcement officer. According to a Melbourne police report, Crowder was spotted by witnesses running naked through a Melbourne neighborhood, yelling that he was God before committing a sexual act on a tree. A Melbourne police officer went to the area and confronted Crowder, who was wearing blue jeans and a T-shirt, officials said. Crowder walked toward the officer in an aggressive manner and identified himself as God. The officer used a taser on Crowder, but he pulled the probes out of his body and continued to fight, police said. Crowder was shocked a second time, but he again pulled out the probes and went at the officer with clenched fists. The officer punched Crowder in the face, and a scrum ensued with Crowder saying,
"She can't punch God."
With Crowder saying that he was Thor. And trying to stab the officer with the officer's badge.
Oh my God.
Other officers arrived and helped subdue Crowder, who was handcuffed and shackled. Flaca is the variation of synthetic substances known as bath salts, delivering a cheap, powerful high while acting as an amphetamine.
Huh.
The drug can be snorted, smoked, or taken by mouth and can cause violent behavior. In 2011, federal authorities banned a number of the chemicals used in bath salts. The active ingredient in Flaca, however, has not yet been banned.
I'd never heard of it.
I would say you should probably ban it.
Well, ban it? What are you looking for?
Go find some.
Find it? What are you talking about banning it?
Wow. Have a day. Now that's a party. He should be in one of these Blackhawks bars. Having sex with a tree. Should have been there when Jim Croce's plane was headed there.
John Croce.
Oh, excuse me. John Croce along with what Farmio gave us today that really is
Farmio.
Also,
I love Farmio. That just adds to my world when
if you missed this, we had something really very, very special from today's White Sox game on the Score.
Flags half staff remembering 150 years ago today, Abraham Lincoln died of a gunshot wound from the, I think it was a Derringer from James Wilkes Booth.
Who the hell is he?
I've seen that gun before. I saw it on TV. It's not a very big piece, but then again, he was close. And as the story goes, as historians tell it, two balls, two strikes, two down.
Like right behind him, dude. He was like, he put him against.
As the story goes,
Mary Todd was not blind. I mean, she wasn't attractive, but she wasn't blind.
You're bust-tossing Mary Todd Lincoln?
Kind of.
That's Sally Damn Field right there. Come on now.
I love Sally Field. Not really
not
Sally.
Like, not like Smokey and the Bandit Mary Sally
Todd,
Field.
Mary Todd had some issues. Probably had a little work done, too much Botox. But yeah, I think she, the concept, I think she had. I think she had that. I don't think historians had to say, well, let me think about what happened here.
We're going to have to piece this together to figure out what happened. I think the historians and everybody reporting on the incident had the whole shot him in the head from close range thing.
Well, although Farmio has a different suspect.
Well, it adds to the injury.
They never caught him. He didn't get caught.
James Wilkes Booth.
He's not caught.
No, James is on the lamb still. Not on the sheep. That's different. Jeff and Schaumburg, you're on the score.
Oh, man.
Hey, gentlemen. Good day to you both. Hey, about this narrative that Stan Bowman got an easy ticket after Dale Towne left is just as false as the Q doesn't like young players narrative. When you look at the way the last two cups have been constructed, this one, Mike Smith was responsible for Duncan Keith, Brent Seabrook, and Corey Crawford. On the first one, those two of those three, plus Troy Brower, Dustin Byfuglien, and several others. Dale Towne made a lot of good moves, but he also drafted Kyle Beach, Dylan Olsen, and unless Scotty Bowman stepped in, he would have re-signed Mark Havlett instead of signing Mary Hossa. Don't forget, Bowman also had to reconstruct the roster after 2010 if they had to purge half the roster,
right,
identify the right parts, and rebuild it to win a cup only 2 years later. So, yeah, Bowman has made his fair share of bad moves, but he's also made a lot of good ones. Like the Nick Leddy wasn't let go because or wasn't traded because Hugh Quenneville didn't like him is because look at the contract he just got. There's no way they would have been able to afford him, and one of the prospects they did get for him just was named to the AHL Rookie All-Star team. In that league. So, yeah, he's made some, questionable moves, but all GMs have. And I think, all three of the previous, the current GM Bowman and the two previous have all had an equal part in how this team is constructed.
Yeah, I think everybody, you're right. Thanks for the call, my friend. I think every general manager, no matter what sport, reaches a little bit sometimes.
I get it. It makes sense.
They're reaching. I mean, they're just looking, saying, okay, we need to do something. We'll do this. I mean, sometimes you know that maybe that's not, but you do it anyway. Absolutely. That's what he felt he needed to do. He did it. And he's not playing. But that's okay. Doesn't mean he won't.
He's Boers. I'm Bernstein. Between now and 6, we've got a Bulls Sox Academy Summer Camp Scholarship to give away to you for your child 12 years of age or younger. Be listening if you want to win. I wanted there was a little basketball note, too, that I saw earlier regarding a guy that we have been discussing over the past few days.
Lord,
that
yeah.
is something that the likes of which
I did
not believe it when I saw it, but it's true, and I guess I have to believe it, but it's one of the most amazing basketball accomplishments I've ever heard of. And it didn't even occur in a game.
No.
You've got the score.
It's Blackhawks Predators in round one of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Keep it here on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com as we break down every postseason game. Blackhawks playoff coverage on The Score is being brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever.
When you're looking for a newer pre-owned travel trailer, fifth wheel, or motorhome, call Pontiac RV before you buy. Family owned and operated for over 30 years, Pontiac RV is Illinois' largest RV dealer. With our volume buying power and lower overhead than the chain stores, you'll save on major manufacturers like Coachmann, Keystone, Forest River, Tiffin Motorhomes, and more. Choose from over 200 RVs in stock and see why people travel from all over the Midwest to Pontiac RV. Call or click PontiacRV.com.
Save big at Menards. How big? 11% big. With an 11% rebate on everything, make it warmer. No, 11% warmer with all water heaters, fireplaces, and insulation. From paint to appliances to the tools to get your job done. There's no end to the possibilities with an 11% rebate on your entire purchase right now at Menards. Hurry in. Offer ends April 18th. Stop in today and save big. 11% big.
Save big money at Menards.
Looking for quality auto parts for your vehicle? Shop one of the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores.
You'll find we have convenient locations, thousands of brand name products in stock, extended store hours, everyday low prices, and well-trained professional parts people. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let's face it, pet parenthood can get expensive. When it comes to puppy crates, potty training, spot remover, more potty training, and of course food, your little baby can rack up a big bill. At PetSmart, we want to make pethood affordable because we're parents too. Friday through Sunday only, spend $40 in-store and get a $5 coupon to use on your next purchase. So you can spoil your pets without your wallet feeling it. PetSmart, partners in pethood. Maximum savings $5. Offer valid April 17th through 19th only on all products and services with your Pet Perks membership. Coupon good for next purchase.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance.